Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Ring the bell. Golden Oak Lending has lowered rates. Lower your mortgage payment, get cash out, or pay off credit cards. Visit goldenoaklending.com today.
Golden Oak Lending, cured my blues.
NMLS 114937.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You can go to Twitter right now and vote on our Drink Surfside poll of the day. It's brought to you by Surfside Iced Tea and Vodka and Surfside Lemonade and Vodka. The perfect addition to any gathering. Each can is just 100 calories with zero carbonation for easy sipping. You can find Surfside at your local bar and in convenient variety 8-packs at your local liquor stores and select grocery stores, too. Must be 21. Please drink responsibly. How would you grade what Adam Peters did with the first-round pick as Washington selected Josh Connerly Jr. from Oregon? Your choices are A, B, C or lower.
What? By the way, I haven't even bothered to look at anyone's grades. What? Because you know they're always kind of funny. But what did people say with the Skins? What are like?
I haven't seen.
I've seen probably an average of
like a B
to a B plus. I saw a couple A's. Saw some B minuses.
Uh huh. I think Pete Prisco gave it a B minus.
I'll give you Bucky Brooks's right now.
This is what Pete Prisco said.
Yeah, I'd love to hear this.
All right, he said he's a player I thought would go in the first round, and the Commanders need more help up front. On their offensive line, they won't be forced to rush him if he's not ready, but he has the talent to develop into a quality player. Not flashy, but solid. He gave it a B minus, like he said.
All right, Bucky Brooks on NFL.com does not have a grade, but here was what he said about the selection. By trading for Laremy Tunsil, Washington has the luxury of selecting a young player who can sit and learn and eventually take over down the road. The best teams address needs before they become dire. Connerly has the size and athleticism to become a Pro Bowl caliber player. So he clearly likes him. He likes the selection.
So here I wanted to get into this before we move on. The way to explain sort of the way I think Adam Peters is, I feel like Adam Peters is like me when I go shopping somewhere. Okay. it's like I like to buy golf attire, right?
Mm-hmm,
I like
sure.
to do that.
Yeah.
I got a lot of golf pants, right?
Probably too many pairs.
Probably too many khaki colors.
Mm-hmm.
A couple navies, a couple blacks.
Yeah.
I mean, really, how many pair of black golf pants do you need? It's kind of stupid.
Probably one or
but
two.
But when I go and I see $180 Peter Millar pants in a clearance rack for $20,
mm-hmm.
I'm not going to pass it up. I'm going to buy those pants. And so I think that's what, and I might be looking for a vest that day.
But does it
I might need a vest more than I need pants, but when I see that $180 clearance rack, perfect condition. There's no flaws
See,
in the
that's
pants.
That's what I would be worried that, like,
there's
why,
no flaws.
Why have they gone from 180 to 20?
Because
there
somebody
has to be something wrong with them.
No, there's not.
Otherwise,
first of all,
they would be full price somewhere.
Okay, they are full price somewhere because I've been to the Peter Millar stores. They don't have discounts. But when they make too much,
mm-hmm.
and so then they go and they sell them for, like, say, $40 or $50 at a discount place. And then when someone returns them, they go to 20 because they bought the wrong size. So Adam Peters
can't
Adam
turn
Peters
down a great deal.
Is like me shopping. He's gonna at this draft. We all need. He needs a golf vest. He needs a vest. But if he sees a silly pair of Johnny O shorts that all of a sudden are available to him, he's gonna get them. He's gonna snatch them up because the value is too great.
Even though he needs
that's,
a vest,
he's me. He's me shopping. Yeah. I figured out Adam Peters.
Adam Peters is shirtless, and he needs a belt. And socks, and he's buying a second.
No, he's like he actually still dresses pretty well because his team just went to the NFC Championship.
Yeah, he's
actually
Natalie
looks
attired.
Pretty good, but he's got the luxury of going in there and getting an extra pair of pants because they're such a good deal.
Hey, do you think he gets a wave
That's
when
exactly
he shops?
Exactly what's like, going on. Huh?
Okay. You think he gets a wave when he shops like you?
He might.
I understand
the comp. An anxiety wave?
I understand the comp, but he probably doesn't even know what a TJ Maxx or a Marshalls is.
That's
he's
fine.
So rich.
But
he
he's.
Like, but he would never step foot in one of those places.
My analogy is spot on. Is that he might need a literally like golf, like rain pants. He needs freaking rain pants. But he goes into Golfdom, and all of a sudden, he sees a sweater vest that's silly, that's $140 off, and he just can't believe the value. And he's just going to go, you know what? I'm going to have to get my golf pants on my next trip. Because this trip around, I'm picking up that sweater vest, and I'm going to look silly on the first tee. That's what Adam Peters does when he drafts. That's why we can't say he's guaranteed to go edge rusher
or corner. Because we don't know what the deal's going to be the day.
We don't know what deal's going to be on that clearance rack. He's going clearance rack shopping is what he's doing.
I hope he just has a dirty swing and never plays golf, and all he cares about
is
picking football players.
I have him figured out.
It's all I hope
for. He and I share the same brain. I'm convinced of it. I'm convinced of it.
But I know this. I know that his brain roots against division opponents. Yours does not. Bring it back to that
point. I'm not convinced. I mean, he seems like such a mild-mannered guy.
Oh, he wishes Roseman would get amnesia and would forget how to draft football players.
Yeah.
I guarantee you
I think I got him figured out. I got him. I think I totally got him figured out.
Okay, you got him pegged.
Hey, don't bet the farm that they're going to draft some edge rusher just because we need one. Because if it's not the right value, he's not going to do it. He's not like my wife will buy anything, doesn't even look at the price. That's like what the Cowboys do. They just get anything. They don't care where they're ranked. They just draft a guy. We need a freaking punter. Boom.
That's because they have an insane old man running the franchise. That's what happens when you let
my
the
wife
owner
says, I just needed a
franchise.
New dress. Boom, bought a new dress. Didn't look at the price. He couldn't even tell you what the price was. My daughter needs shoes. Just bought way expensive shoes. No reason. They needed shoes. I would only get discount shoes.
Yeah, only shoes that are on sale.
Yeah,
only shoes that were made 3 years ago.
Yeah, whatever. Well, you know, Adam Peters is like me. We share the same.
But maybe he disagrees with you. Maybe he feels like he does need the pants.
I think
he doesn't need the vest like you think he does. He needs the pants. That's why he went out and got Connerly.
All right.
And maybe he feels like...
I don't think anybody on the planet thinks that was their top need.
Well, I mean...
All the other people... We were like 28th in stats.
All the other people on the planet don't know the team like Adam.
I know this. He lost an important pair of pants when they walked to Dallas and signed with a division rival called Dante Fowler, his lead sack guy. So he might need a new pair of pants. To further the analogy.
Yeah, he's just not going to overpay for him.
Because he's not drafting a player in the first round not to start him. So he clearly thought, I need this guy. He's going to start for me.
I don't know that.
If we didn't need him, we wouldn't start him.
I disagree.
He's going to start.
Yeah, I recently bought an Ashworth jacket that I did not need.
Ashworth. Mark Calcavecchia.
Did you buy it off Fred Couples?
I haven't worn Ashworth in a long time. I used to.
It's beautiful. Great stuff.
Did you get that with a box of Balata balls?
Yeah. Listen.
Some axe outs.
I didn't need it. It was even a color I didn't need. But the value was so great.
Ashworth.
That I got it. It's true.
Well, did you spend $10 on that?
No, but I got a great deal on it. And it looks silly on me.
Maybe Adam Peters. He got a hot dog at the turn and has a mustard stain on his pants and he needs to go get a new pair of pants.
It's very possible.
It's possible. But he might still wait and get better value later. I'm just telling you, I've learned he's a value guy. He's not by any stretch a need guy. It's not even close.
He's never paying sticker price.
He's not paying. He's like me.
He wants to haggle.
So you're saying that
wants
you...
wants to barter you down.
I have no idea who's going to pick in second round if he stays in second round. I think they need an edge.
Yeah,
I think you think they need an edge.
100%.
But if he picks a corner,
he
might think he needs the corner more than the edge.
No, I disagree.
Not because it's just the value.
I think he's a value guy.
He's going off his board.
Right.
He's not straying from that board.
And that
he likes the board, right.
Is not ranked by need. That board is ranked by best player available. That's what he's doing. He's going in there and he's going, that is a silly Titleist hat. I need that. It's like $11. It's normally $45. I don't need another hat. I have 100 hats, but I'm getting that one, and it's going to look silly on me.
Well,
that's what he does.
Then he's got to wear it every day.
I'm telling you, I got him figured out.
You can't shake it up and switch it out.
Because it makes no sense.
He's a value guy.
It makes no sense to wear the hat you bought last year and wear that instead of the one you're buying this year.
You break out the new one for a few days, and then you shake it up with the old hat just to mix it up.
Not with a left tackle. You're not playing that every few days. You're playing them every day.
Mm-hmm. It's a staple of your wardrobe.
Or not a left tackle. It'll be a right tackle, but.
I just think I got them figured out.
So you're okay with buying another pair of black pants at 61 if it's the best thing in the store?
Listen, if he buys it,
doing BPA.
If it's the best value,
yeah. Listen, there obviously there's it's on a sliding scale. I don't know how to articulate this, but it's like not. It's more based on value than it is need. But need is a factor. Huh. But you guys are thinking need like 90-10. He's thinking like 80-20.
Like just because a driver's on sale doesn't mean you're going to get it because you can't play with two drivers.
Right.
Here's what they need. The Eagles not to score 55 points in a game.
It's hard to score 55, too, when we score every time.
Well, you didn't. You had 23 points.
Right. Right. So we might score more because a good defense is a good offense. Okay.
Right, but you probably would have scored more if you had a little better protection.
Exactly.
And Which they addressed last night.
And that's what they did.
Well, that's my point. He felt he needed it.
Well, there's two different ways. That you could cut an apple one way, you cut an orange one way.
All right,
way,
we're cutting it different ways. You and I are cutting the apple different ways.
The seeds are visible, or will you hide
There's only
seeds?
One way to cut an apple.
You don't have to... You can cut right on top of that seed thing.
Yeah.
There's different ways to cut it.
You could have slices, apple slices.
I mean, if you're a serial killer, you cut it across instead of this way.
Yeah, I mean, you could cut it.
If you have a normal brain, you cut it a certain way.
Right. I definitely have a different brain than you. All right, is that Cowboy Todd?
Todd Myers is Cowboy Todd.
It is, but I don't know what he's calling it about.
I'm always intrigued.
Is he calling about the Commanders pick?
He's got to be.
Hey, Cowboy, before you talk about the Commanders, did I respond quickly enough to your latest Caps text?
You did. You were on point. Even though you were at the game, you still texted me.
Thank you.
Which I loved.
All right, what's up, Cowboy?
I was listening to y'all earlier. Of course, I'm in the back draft of down here in Montreal, so I'm kind of catching up. But I think they're either going to go DT, which Sanders from South Carolina, or I think they're going to go that Tuma Tagovailoa from Ohio State.
He's talking about edge rushers.
Oh, okay. So yeah. You think you're going to draft based on need. You're going completely against what I just preached for the last 20 minutes.
Yeah, I didn't pay no attention.
Well, don't you want to be generally opposite Cowboy Todd?
Yeah, yeah. I feel like I'm in a good position.
Todd pays full price.
Yeah, right. You're a full price guy, aren't you, Todd?
Most likely. Most of the time, yes. Especially on vehicles.
Right. Right. All right. Thank you, Todd. Appreciate it, buddy.
All right, fellas.
All right. Anyway, I just think I got him figured out.
It seems like you've got a bead on
him. If you lock in on edge or corner, you're likely to be disappointed.
That was the funniest analogy.
I just think he's a value guy.
All right, coming up next, we'll be joined by Chris Russell, host of the Chris Russell Show on the Team 980. He will join us next. We'll talk Commanders draft and Caps Canadiens with him. Head out now.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance.
Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Nino had a great experience when he listed his Oakmont home with Gina. Her cost-efficient tips made our showroom ready, Nino said. Sold for $350,000. Gina will sit down with you. You agree on a price and a deadline. Deadline passes. Home isn't sold. Gina will have it bought and turned into a rental. You can't lose. Call the only agent I would trust if I needed to sell my home in Pittsburgh. Gina Giampietro of RE/MAX Select Realty, 724-602-9752. Google Giampietro of RE/MAX Select Realty and look up GinaWillSellYourHome.com. That's GinaWillSellYourHome.com.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Down to the Rude guest hotline. Rude, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. Say hello to the Rooster, Chris Russell, the host of the Chris Russell Show on Team 980. What's up, Rooster? Good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
It's the Rooster.
We are doing well.
Hey, before we talk Manders, how you feeling about the Caps tonight?
A little bit nervous. The third period has been squirrely in both games, as everybody has seen. And if they didn't have Logan Thompson, they probably would have lost 4-2 the other night. But, you know, he bailed them out, but they've got to get a lot better. Puck possession, clearing the zone, all of that. They've got to bury some biscuits earlier in the game. You know, they had the two quick ones 4 minutes into the second period after they went down 1-0 on Wednesday night. So that was good, but there hasn't been enough sustained finishing offense to counter Montreal's surge. And guys, I've watched hockey for 40 plus years. I think you guys talked about this yesterday morning with somebody. I can't remember who.
It was Smith Pelly.
Yeah, that place is insane. Mm-hmm. That place is berserk. 22,000 plus. They are. I mean, look, we all know the atmosphere at Capital One Arena is awesome. That's 18.5 or whatever it is.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
This is 22 plus. This is 3,500 more people.
A lot of people.
Whatever it is. And ratchet it up because they've quite honestly not been good enough.
Rooster, I saw yesterday that Protas is making the trip to Montreal. Yeah. Do you think we see him tonight, or are they just bringing him for the trip and we'll see him later in the series? What's your best guess?
I tend to think later in the series, and he's with them because he's close and he can practice and he can skate. And I saw him the other night in the press box, and he is walking around fine is how I would describe it. I mean, of course, that's different than skating, but compared to how he was a week and a half ago when he was on crutches, you know, and in a walking boot, that is a very good sign is what I would say. So I think because they're up 2-0, there isn't a rush to get him back. Would I be shocked if he plays tonight? No. Would I be a little bit surprised? Yes. Would I think more likely game four, game five? Yeah, that's probably what I would say.
Rooster, some people seem to be panicked about the fact that the Caps aren't scoring a ton of goals. But, I mean, if you've watched any of this series, like, Logan Thompson has been stupendous. He's been amazing. But Montembeault's been like one click below him. He's been really good. So the Caps have put a lot of pressure, a lot of shots on him. But he's been very good as well.
No, you're right, Casey. And you know your hockey, and you're absolutely correct. And he hasn't gotten enough credit because we worry about what this team does. Sometimes you run into a goaltender that you just get stoned by. I think back to game one, first minute and a half of the game, Connor McMichael, who did have ultimately the two goals on Wednesday night, including the empty netter with less than a second, he had two just grade A, big time opportunities right in the low slot. And Montembeau, you know, he got them both. And sometimes that happens in hockey, right? And if those are two goals, then we're not thinking, oh, a third period collapse and needing Ovechkin in overtime and so on and so forth. So that's the difference. Now, I would say this. I've been really impressed by guys that haven't necessarily scored yet in this series in terms of goals. Some of them have, you know, an assist here or two and an apple. But guys like Pierre-Luc Dubois, French-Canadian going, you know, sort of back home. Lars Eller, I thought, has played a pretty good first two games.
Yep.
If they can get Brandon Duhaime's been really good. If they can get those guys somehow to contribute more sustainably offensively, if you will, or to find just a way to get the puck in, of course that's going to help. We all know that, but that might be the difference in this series. And I'll just say one last thing. Anthony Beauvillier
has been
big,
unbelievable. Yeah. Unbelievable.
Our Caps coverage brought to you by Ace Computers. Ace Computers proudly recommends Windows 11 Pro for the U.S. military. Made in America. Check out acecomputers.com right now. So the Commanders had the 29th pick. A lot of people speculated they might move out of the first round to pick up extra picks. They didn't. They select Josh Connerly Jr., the tackle out of Oregon. He's just 21 years old, but he's very nimble. He can get out in space. He ran the 10-yard split?
Yeah, the 10-yard was the fastest in the combine.
Yeah, I mean,
he's a gazelle. He's an athlete. There is no doubt about that, and you know, I would say right now he's not a finished product, not that most guys are. So he's still got a lot of room to grow. And I look at this, I don't know how I missed, obviously, the beginning of your show. I didn't get home until 2 o'clock in the morning from Ashburn. But I look at this as kind of like a higher ceiling type of pick where it can be. Probably at his worst, he's solid and a dependable starter. But could he one day, 2-3 years down the road, especially when he eventually goes over to left tackle after the Laremy Tunsil situation kind of expires, whenever that will be, could he be a good to very good starter? Yeah, absolutely, at the left tackle spot, which I think we would all agree is still the most important position on the offensive line. The one thing that I would say is, you know, look, he's not Trent Williams. So anybody that thinks, and nobody should be thinking that, but he does have some, I guess, raw qualities that I would say, the athleticism, the gazelle-like movements. I mean, I was watching him against, who was it? One of the good pass rushers. I mean, he
locked
up Abdul Carter in one of the playoff games, but that was on the right side because they play sometimes an unbalanced line. But there was somebody on the left side, and I can't remember who it was. And he just, the way he gets out of his stance, guys, like you all know, when you just see it, right? When a guy lumbers out of his stance, dude, he's like, shoom,
just fires
right
out
of his
it.
Stance.
Yeah.
You know, and sometimes you're still going to get beat with that fluid movement, but I'd rather have that fluid movement than have somebody that gets out of his stance like a 72-year-old grandpa.
Hey, Rooster, one thing we agreed on about the draft and Adam Peters and his staff specifically is that they're super unpredictable. And whatever they're thinking of doing, they don't let you in on it. They are not tipping their hand. They just drill down on who they like, and they get their board, and they don't care if every mock draft has them with a pass rusher or a running back to spruce up the backfield. Like, They're going to find their guy, and they're going to stick to their board.
No, you're right, Casey. I mean, like AP said last night, and whether he's being truthful or not, and I believe he's being truthful. I mean, he doesn't give away a lot of information, but I believe he's being truthful. He said he was our highest player left on the board. And if it was a defensive player, they would have taken a defensive player. And certainly that frustrated, I'm sure, the defensive coaches because they wanted that edge pass rusher and that juice. But the offensive coaches, including Cliff Kingsbury, he said that, you know, there was a little note. I don't know if you guys have seen that video or whatever. Yeah. I mean, everybody seemed to really like this guy. They thought he was going to go in the teens, maybe late teens. So I don't know exactly where they had him on the board, but probably in that 15 to 20 range or something like that. And that's how good organizations are supposed to do. Now, is it a pure, pure need because of the Laremy Tunsil deal and because you have Brandon Coleman? No, it's not a pure, pure need. But I was just thinking this last night and talking to, you know, Standing and Kime and all those guys in Ashburn, you know, right now, if you had to project day one of training camp, you know, Tunsil's the left tackle. We know that. I would say right now, Connerly probably would split reps to start training camp with Coleman, but maybe they move Coleman in just to guard, despite they've only said he's going to play on the right side. They haven't been specific about tackle or guard. And remember, Sam Cosmi, who, by the way, is going to be at the Best Buddies Walk tomorrow morning, guys.
Ah, good plug.
You can meet him if you make a donation, if you come out, if you register and all that stuff. He's going to be hanging out with me. How about that? Sam Cosmi and me on a Saturday morning. I feel bad for him, but, you know, it's cool for me. But Cosmi probably won't be ready to start week one just because of the nature of that injury and when it happened. So I think Coleman might be your starting right guard to start the year. And if Connerly is, you know, doesn't have his head swimming, then he's your starting right tackle. And if worse comes to worse, Andrew Wiley's there in case he's not ready. And maybe that's how you go. And now all of a sudden, you're looking pretty good.
Rooster, is there a guy that you have in your Rooster crosshairs for that number 61 pick? I think he's going to move back off of 61. Mm-hmm. At some point, you have to get some of those draft picks that you've dealt away to bring in all the veteran players that you're putting on the roster. But if you stay at 61, if it's Rooster Peters, who's your guy? Who's Rooster. Your pick?
Rooster Peters. Rooster another Peters. Guy I would feel bad for in that case. So, again, I have no idea if he's going to be there. But if Landon Jackson from Arkansas is there.
Ooh, that's the guy you mentioned. I mentioned him earlier, Rooster. Look at that.
I did not hear that, but that's my guy.
We're sharing a bird brain, Rooster.
Why do you like him so much? Just the athletic numbers?
Yeah, long arms, long body. You know, just a football player, you know, which everybody says, but I think he's a football player. I mean, but he's a guy that can engulf you. And I don't think he's a one dimensional type guy. 6'7", 280 guys. You want to talk about somebody that can set the edge, somebody that's going to play hard, somebody that now I don't do I think he's going to be a 10, 12, 13 sack? No. I don't think that, but probably a 7-8 sack a year type guy and a guy who can be physical on the edge and set the edge, for lack of a better term again, and just engulf you at 6'7", 280 and has athleticism to not be slow and lumbering when teams try and stretch out wide like the Eagles did on that first play in the NFC Championship game. I don't know if he'll be there. Probably not.
What position?
I agree, Cakes, with you. If you didn't trade back in the first round, I've been saying this kind of all along the process, you got to trade back in the second round in all likelihood. But, I mean, he proved that if he's got a player that's way higher than that pick, he's going to pick him. And you would think, again, it would be defense. But these teams, like, look at what Tampa Bay is doing. They took Ibuka, right? They don't need a wide receiver right now. They got three. They just re-signed
Godwin. And they drafted McMillan last year.
Yep. They got Mike Evans. They didn't need one. But teams are not only drafting best player available on their board, but also, guys, and Casey, this is going to make you happy. And I, Jason and EB, I know you're a true Commanders fan. So, you know, like teams are approaching, I think, the NFL differently now. It's no longer, hey, let's have balance. Hey, let's you know, keep teams to 14, 17 points. It's, hey, man, can we outscore them 31 to 24?
Yes. Let's go, Rooster.
You know?
Let's go.
Well, that's if that's the case, then why don't they look at a receiver in the second round?
That was my long-winded way of saying, don't automatically expect that it's going to be defense, even though we all agree they need a defensive pass rusher and an edge guy. It's still a pretty deep class. And I was never convinced that they were absolutely stone cold going to take an edge rusher. I thought it would be that or a trade down. But again, the more I think about this, now they've fortified their offensive line, which not only protects Jaden, but it helps that running game, which sucked down the stretch.
And I wonder if they, you know, some people like Bickle believes that Marshawn Lattimore is probably going to be a bust. You know, he didn't show anything last year.
I'm not sold at all.
You're not sold, and that could be a big swing and a miss from AP. Who knows? I'm not ready to give up on Lattimore.
It could be a swing and a miss, but I'm not ready to give up on him just yet.
But if AP feels like, you know what, we thought we were going to get a healthier guy who would run better, maybe they look at corner.
They absolutely still could. One wide receiver, just back to that for a second, I don't think he'll be there at 61, but if he's there, Jaden Higgins, Iowa State.
Mm-hmm.
If you watch the cutups that I did, I watched 4 or 5 games on him. It was I don't know why. It just popped up on my screen. I was like, let me check out this cat. I know nothing about him. Dude's a beast. He catches everything. And inside, outside. If he's there at 61, I would not mind that at all. I don't know if he'll be there at 61. There was a lot of buzz that he was going late part of the first round yesterday, along with the East Carolina cornerback. Neither did. So, you know, who knows? But you never know this. I mean, look at what stupid Atlanta did. I mean, I know they needed pass rush, but they traded like 14 first-round picks, moved up 20 slots. I mean, who thought that for James Pierce, for God's sakes?
Well,
really talented, but
they didn't have much draft capital, so they had to give up the first-round pick to get him. So we'll see. All right, man.
All right, Rooster.
Thanks for joining us, man.
Appreciate you.
Try to get a little sleep.
There is no sleep till Brooklyn.
Very, very good. That's Chris Russell, host of the Chris Russell Show on the Team 980. When we come back, have the boys behind the glass found the song of the summer? They may have. We're going to find out next here on The Fan.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Zoe. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Junk's text line is brought to you by Lido Pizza, a local favorite since 1955, serving pizzas, subs, jumbo wings, and salads. Lido Pizza is square because Lido Pizza never cuts corners. Four locations, or to place your order, just go to LidoPizza.com. You can text 1-800-636-1067. Standard message and data charges may apply.
All right, I know that the boys have been going back and forth. They're kind of they always have weird bits they do. Sometimes during the commercial breaks, they're betting dollars on stupid things. I mean, it's so stupid.
I mean, during the last commercial break, I saw Mike Marr and Drab T-shirt. They were like, they were just battling mano a mano,
like sumo wrestling.
An offensive lineman against a defensive lineman.
Yeah, I don't know what they're doing. It's always something.
Yeah, we were talking about, you know, who won the draft, who lost the draft, and I took a little bit of a cheap shot at the Seahawks, and I said, you know, you drafted a D3 prospect. Well, we got a mean cuss out of Oregon.
Uh-huh. And then, so then why were you all of a sudden battling?
Oh, he was trying to pass rush me, and I just stuffed him.
You stoned him.
Like Gray Zabel's going to be doing.
Yeah.
Well, so I guess one of the things that these guys have done to entertain themselves during the break is they've been arguing over who can find the hot summer song before it exists.
All the big dogs. We're going to put a story in your entertainment page about someone who just released new music.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I claimed it was the song of the summer. Then everyone back here said, no. I found the song of the summer. So we've been having a song of the summer off.
Love it.
Since Memorial Day is right around the corner.
All right. Well, you mentioned an EP. Right. Let's just say this is the EP. It's driven by BMW Fairfax, DC's only BMW Center of Excellence Award winner for the ultimate buying experience on your ultimate driving machine. Get your butt over to BMW Fairfax. Ask for Miriam. She'll hook you up. I promise. She's the general manager. Of course, you could check out their entire selection of new and pre-owned vehicles at BMWFairfax.com. All right, now, do you want to play the new release and we guess who
We're gonna play all three songs.
All right,
okay. In no particular order, and we're not gonna name the artist.
All right,
and then you guys can rank all three.
Which one we think is the
Which one you think's the hottest song, and which one you think's gonna be the song of the summer?
You're obviously not gonna say who picked which song.
No.
Are we convinced that here on April 25th, the song of the summer's already been released?
Yes, this is prime
this
song
is the
of the summertime
to lock in,
because
the shaboozy or whatever.
Because the guys need to any time for the people to select. You know what
all
I
right,
mean?
All right. All right, here we go. In no particular order.
All right, song number one. Never this town has got a name for me, and I can't say I don't agree. But the night I said I'm leaving, I turned into Richard Petty. Broke my heart so I got even. In my 97 Chevy, now I'm walking on this water, mixed with Johnny Walker Black. There's a lot of reasons I ain't Jesus, but the main one is that I ain't coming back.
I love this. I know obviously who this is.
Yeah. He's got the most distinguishable voice.
I mean, his song, I mean, he is such
like
a home
song.
Run hitter. I mean, this guy is freaking Hank Aaron.
Hold on, who's that?
That's Post. Yeah. That's Post.
Malone. So it's a collab.
Oh, I didn't know it was a collab.
Here, crank it up. He's coming out with like a 36-track double album. That's a smash. I don't care what anybody says. I don't know if it's a song of the summer. Yeah, let me hear the other alternatives.
It's a song number one.
That is a smash.
That's out there.
And that's already out on country radio. Yeah.
It hasn't gotten the pickup for song of the summer yet. Everyone's kind of jockeying for position now for song of the summer.
All right.
We're in the qualifying laps, is what you're saying. I'm coming home, hanging on
a rope. I'm losing grip of time and space. Is this Shaboozy?
Yeah. That's what I was going to guess.
He doesn't hit me like Morgan.
I mean, it's
Morgan
fine.
He doesn't hit me like Morgan.
I like the other one better. Like
Shaboozy had his day.
I'm sorry. This Shaboozy song sounds just like the one
the
that was a hit
one.
Before. Now
he had his day. I'm sorry.
You can make a great living by recycling a bunch of songs that sound like.
I mean, that'll be in a rotation. That ain't the song of the summer.
All right, so now we've got two songs.
Whose song is that? Is that Valdez's?
We're not telling yet.
We're not telling.
We got to try to figure it out.
All right.
All right, here comes song three. How rude, but I kind of like it anyways. I don't mind if this is gonna take a million days. I know you'll come around to me eventually. If you sit back, relax, enjoy my company, my company.
I recognize the voice. Who is this?
Is this Benson Boone?
Benson Boone?
I'm 3 for 3.
I'm not a Benson Boone guy.
Benson Boone's a star.
I'm sure he is, but
he always has like a big beat drop or
this
whatever.
This song doesn't touch Morgan Wallen's.
I'm just gonna be honest.
That's a poo song.
It's an underwhelming field for songs of the summer. If that is
I like
what we
the
have
first one.
From,
first one best. One, two, three in that order.
1, 3, 2 for me.
Okay. I would rank 3, 1, 2.
You like the third one best?
I don't like any of them.
okay,
but if I have to pick, that's how I would rank them.
Sorry, Cakes. Iron Maiden's not in the running for Song of the Summer.
I'm not. You're putting words in
a rat release.
You know what? He needs a Tay-Tay. He needs a Tay-Tay.
I'm not stumping for.
Is there a new Miley? Miley,
I think she did put out something.
For example, what was the song of this most recent summer? Summer of 2024.
I think Shaboozy, right?
Yeah, that's a bar song. Tipsy, a bar song. Definitely a song of the summer in 2024.
I don't think that was great either, but it was better than this match, in my opinion.
You heard it 7 billion times. I mean,
okay. You know what?
Blast off to Mars.
I probably shouldn't be here. I probably don't belong
so
here.
So you don't think the song of the summer's in those three, all of you guys?
I'm not convinced, but I like the Morgan Wallen.
I don't know what else is coming out. I'm just telling you, out of the ones you played, I like the Morgan Wallen.
All right, so who? I know Mar had Morgan, right? Mar was a Morgan guy.
Mar was the Morgan Wallen selection.
He was. I'm gonna guess. Who do you think was Shaboozy?
I think Drabby was.
Drabby was Benson Boone.
I think
that's Pooh.
Yeah, is that it?
Benson Poon.
You guys just aren't hip. You don't know what people are talking about. It was released last night. It's all over IG Reels already. You won't hear that Morgan Wallen song ever again.
That's not true. I've already heard the Morgan Wallen song.
It's boring. You'll hear it on Outlaw Radio on Sirius XM.
No, I go to Spotify and I go to Hot Country and it's right there.
Yeah, yeah. The Willie Nelson channel.
I don't have Sirius, so I don't have that.
Benson Boone, please.
I was Shaboozy. I think Shaboozy is going to go back to back. And I get a little psyched because everybody wants to say he's a one hit wonder, one trick pony.
Well, didn't he already have a second one?
He did.
He already had a second one.
He did. But I think this is better. This is better than a second one.
It ain't better than the first one.
I want to see him go back to back. I don't like him getting typecast.
And he's the dude from Woodbridge, right?
Yeah. I have local pride.
You have Virginia pride.
Yeah. Commonwealth pride.
Well, you guys won't care, but I think Wallen's putting out a 36 track double album. He'll have 10 to 12 country hits on it.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Like guaranteed.
I won the contest just today, but we got 37 heat seeking soundtracks coming May 16th.
Right.
So those are where the big dogs are going to be. So if he's already winning, you know, the charts now, I mean, I'll see you in a month.
I love his bravado.
Yeah, he is.
But I'm with you. Listen, dude, all Wallen does is put out hits. You know, it just does.
Now, one thing is with the new album, I looked ahead. There's not a lot of features. Like, not really at all.
Yeah, I went through the track. I can't remember what I thought. I just know I like everything.
When's that
he
being
does.
Released?
May 16th.
Yeah. Like a month.
Mark the calendar.
I'm not convinced, though, that the song of the summer has been released yet. I'm not convinced.
I'm hoping it's not amongst those three.
I don't doubt it could be a little catchier.
Yeah. A little more upbeat.
Is Tay Tay putting anything out this summer?
I don't know. I have no idea.
Although her last few have been.
Not feeling it.
The problem with Benson Boone is that. He kind of has a similar style in all the songs. I mean, all these artists do. They all kind of sound. But that one song he did, iconic one, where it's hard to top that one.
Beautiful Things?
Yeah, it's hard to top that one, in my opinion.
Gotta keep swinging,
that's a great song.
Gotta keep grinding.
Yeah.
Try to get that hit out there.
Does he do a backflip on every song? Or?
Pretty much. Yeah.
That's like his thing. Yeah. You know, he's a former diver.
Yeah.
Hey, I like Benson Boone.
Well, Valdez may be backflipping over to Pupitella in Chantilly to hang out with Grant and Dandy today from 2 to 6:30.
Are you going to go over there? Are you going to make an appearance? You should make an appearance.
I'm going to try and squeeze
it
in.
You know what you should do? You should bless some listeners with a free pizza with your VIP card.
Well, it's a VIP only. Yeah. I can't let non-VIP touch my VIP card.
You just go and you get it.
Yeah. All right, we have to get out of here.
Get it, Valdez. Tell them you want a pizza.
We will see you on Monday. B. Mitch and Finley coming up next.